The average person influences approximately 10,000 people in their lifetime. 10,000 people, that is normal. Our friend Dave was anything but average, and he certainly wasn't normal. My best friend was a most unique soul who touched hundreds of thousands of lives during his days on this planet. His ability to light a spark in someone during even a random encounter was extraordinary. For those of us lucky enough to share our lives with Dave, that spark was tendered into a flame, illuminating our world with realities yet to be perceived. When Dave and I first met, I had a solitary focus, finding that next stone fallen from the sky, and nary an obstacle stood in my way. When Dave's first and foremost duties, raising Maddie, would allow, he would join me on expeditions in search of these falling rocks for which we both had a shared passion. For the first few years, I was bewildered as to his indifference of whether he found a meteorite or not. Over the years, I realized from Dave that the true treasure at the end of the fireball is that of camaraderie. For it is not the stone that changes our lives, but the path getting there. Our beloved friend Dave has rejoined the aether of the cosmos. That from which we all came, he is now one. No longer is he bound by earthly tethers and those mysteries of the universe which tugged at our heartstrings, gathered around a remote campfire. They are known to him now. Making an epic journey, bro.
When I spoke to him, I was the most important person in the world at that time. And I've heard that from other people, and it's a lesson that I have taken and tried to take back into my family and to my life, and it's a lesson I will never forget.
A few times I'd been with Dave early on, we had handshakes, and then after that, handshakes went away. It was always a hug. I always liked that about him.
You know, I was trying to think of one word that would really best describe Dave, and I know there's so many words that would describe him, but the one word that I think that best describes David Giesling is the word genuine.
Oh, Dave was. It's a friend who makes you a better person. Whenever I was with Dave, his questioning abilities, what he would ask me, the challenges he raised made me a better person, and I always enjoyed the time I spent with him.
He was always there for me and my family, and I'll always be there for his. Dave was absolutely the most selfless person I've ever met in my life.
And when he asked, "How are you?" he's the type of guy that really means it. David's been a big impression on my life, certainly on the industry, and we surely miss him.
I got to tell you, it's incredible to me and remarkable to me the impact that he had on my life in a year through COVID when I hadn't even met him in person. We eventually did and became fast friends through this communication, and I'm just astounded by the impact he had on me in such a short period of time, what he meant to me.
Very few people in my life that I've lost that has had the impact that Dave has had.
I remember being in a pool down in Mayacoba, Mexico, and we had probably one of the best business discussions ever in the swim-up bar at Mayacoba. And I think it changed the trajectory of Floor Expo. It changed the trajectory of Nuns and the company I own.
Greatest day of our lives, meeting Dave Giesling, and very generous, and we sure miss him.
The thing that inspired me the most about Dave is that everybody Dave talked to, he had a relationship with.
Dave was just a huge influence in my life. One of my closest friends. I struggle to deal with his loss to this day. Professionally, he changed my life. He changed the life of my family. The group that he led introduced me to some of the most amazing people that I've ever met.
David was, as you all know, a people person, and he would be thrilled to see every person here tonight. Thank you so much for coming up. We are all so honored and so grateful.
Different fathers, but he is both of our dads and guided us through our entire life. Biggest supporter in the world, taught us almost everything we know.
The good parts. Taught me more than I could even ever imagine.
And the memories we have with him are gonna last in us for the rest of our lives. He lives on through us as well as our mom.
He does.
And Papa, Chris. Everyone.
Not so random thoughts from a grateful mind and soul, hopefully with a dose of pragmatically positive perspective and prognostication that may or may not be of use somewhere else in the universe. I'm big on gratitude, so thank you for listening. I'm big on latitude, so never stop contemplating, prognosticating, learning, and growing. I'm big on attitude, so maintain a pragmatically positive perspective, and today is a great day to be alive. Seize it.